It's a busy Wednesday morning at Forsyth Academy in Winston-Salem. Students and parents rush to beat the tardy bell. There are no yellow school buses dropping kids off in front of the school. That's because Forsyth Academy is a charter school, and parents must arrange transportation for their child to and from school. Wendy Badajas is the principal at Forsyth Academy. Each morning she personally greets her students as they enter the building.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Charter schools are publicly funded but governed by institutions outside of the public school system, including businesses, nonprofit organizations, universities, and groups of individuals who write a charter and get it approved. Public charter schools have oversight from the State Board of Education and the Department of Instruction. They are required to administer the same end-of-year testing for students as traditional public schools, but they are often exempt from most regulations that apply to other public schools. For example, they can create their own calendars. Parents must fill out an application for their children to attend most charter schools. Oftentimes, a lottery is held to fill open slots in the school system. Badaha says flexibility is one of the most important features for charter schools.
Because we are our own entity, we definitely have a little more freedom to be able to trial and error some things, different curricular tools, different curriculum. We definitely are part of the Common Core standards, but we have an option to be able to know which direction we want to go in to meet the best needs of our students without having to go through some major hoop. But that's definitely a plus for our school.
But some education experts say they're worried about using tax dollars for charter schools. They want to see more oversight from state officials.
What we have in North Carolina are schools that are publicly financed but privately managed. So there's no elected accountability for taxpayer dollars, and there's no elected accountability for the students within charter schools.
That's Natalie Beyer with Public Schools First North Carolina. She is also a member of the Board of Education in Durham County. Beyer says she wants to see more resources aimed at traditional public schools to help solve some of the problems that already plague many districts.
There have been recent changes in the charter school legislation in North Carolina, and charter schools are only required to have up to 50% of their teachers actually be certified teachers. Local traditional schools are required to have 100% highly qualified teachers, and the charter schools don't translate their brochures and marketing materials into Spanish for families to be able to understand. Charter schools are also not required to provide transportation for students, and they also are not required to provide free and reduced lunch for students.
But Hazel Mack of Winston-Salem says support for more charter schools is needed, especially in rural and underserved areas. In the mid-1990s, her daughter was struggling in public school, so Mack decided to try homeschooling. She did some research about charter schools and hosted a meeting at a local library to discuss the possibility of opening a charter school in the city. The crowd was standing room only. They formed the Carter G. Woodson School in 1996. The foundation was one of the first in the state to receive a $30,000 grant for the charter school. Max says enrollment has grown since the school opened, from around 180 to more than 500 today.
We wrote right into our charter that our focus are children that are at risk of not succeeding in traditional public school. There's no need to repeat what exists already. What we see is that the needs are tied to poverty, often with the majority of our students. We already have the stats. We know where the needs, where the children are not being successful. So why don't we allow more opportunity for alternative ways of addressing the needs of those children?
June Atkinson is the state superintendent of schools. She says charter schools are an important part of the state's education future. She would like to see more collaboration between traditional public schools and charters.
I believe that charter schools give parents some choice, and I believe that it would be in our best interest for our charter schools and our other public schools to find ways to work together. If we can continue to help parents understand that our schools are making progress, that we're doing better than we've ever done, and that school districts tell parents the progress that they're making, then charter schools will not be a great competitor for our other public schools.
Atkinson says the State Board of Education recently approved 26 public charter schools, including one in Rockingham County. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.